Today is Monday, March 25th, the first day of Holy Week, the culmination to a unique Lenten journey where I'm uniting with my brothers and sisters from Bridgetown Church in a season of prayer and fasting, seeking an increase of faith to come alive in me and in us between now and resurrection morning. Alongside the church across the world, I am on the march with Jesus toward Jerusalem, the passion of the cross, and the victory of the empty tomb. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 4. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
You alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. The word safety is most literally translated from Hebrew to English as quietness and security. Because of you and only you, Lord, this is where I live, in quietness and security. I quiet my busy mind and cluttered heart, entrusting the day's events, tasks and interactions, all that was done and left unfinished, all that I enjoyed and all that I was disturbed by, I offer it to my God this evening. I rest in the safe shelter of the Lord's canopy, a covering where I can sit down, rest my weary feet and tired mind, and find the warmth of listening, easy company. Abba, Father, I surrender the day's anxieties and unfinished tasks now. I surrender the day's affirmations and appraisals. I lay aside all work and preoccupied thoughts in the name of rest, in your sheltering presence. Lord, I name all that makes me feel unsafe right now. In the honesty of my confession, would my fears shrink down to size in the glow of your mighty presence? As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight, Lord.
In peace, I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Sleep sometimes comes easy, and other times I toss and turn. Where can I find peace to sleep deeply and fully? In the Lord who does not sleep, but watches over my coming and going, sleeping and rising, both now and forevermore. The truth, for those who dare to believe it, is that the infinite other who hung the stars in the sky and held the ocean's depths in the palm of his hand is intimate enough, interested enough, to watch over me, even as I sleep. Lord, your power and intimacy are incomprehensible. How can it be? How can you be? And yet you are, and you call me daughter or son. I rest tonight, knowing that my hope and fate lies in your sure hands. Sing me to sleep as you sing over me. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter into the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, Help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.